Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. So this morning, I gave a talk to a group of women who were eager to start investing. And the biggest takeaway of my talk wasn't about platforms or ETFs. I was actually concentrating on the why we invest. And I'll tell you why. So I think the why is much more important than the how. Because if you know why you want to do something, you will find a way to do it. And that goes absolutely with everything. So learning how to invest is actually really simple. You have so many materials online. You have so many personal finance books. You have my guide on how to start investing without freaking out. You can phone me. You can message me anytime. I'm very, very happy to introduce you into the marvelous world of investing. It's easy, but you have to want to learn. Finding money to invest is manageable. You can try to earn more. You can spend a little bit less. That's easy. If you're motivated, you can find the money. But the real challenge, actually the real challenge is finding your why. Why do you want to invest? What is the reason behind that? And I wanted to talk to you about my own personal why. So my why is freedom. I want to hike whenever I want, how long I want. I don't want to ask a boss for time off for a 3-month hike, let's say. My current job doesn't allow any sabbaticals. So I don't want to be in that situation where I only have 20 days of holiday, as I currently have. And that desire for freedom drives my savings and investing habits. So I don't have to force myself every single month to save and invest, because that comes naturally, because I know why I'm doing that. It's not that I'm doing that because I have to. I'm actually doing that because I have a why there right in front of me. And your why could be different, and that's completely fine. Your why is maybe to support your kids in the future. Your why is maybe to feel secure, to feel financially secure, or even to enjoy some luxury. And that's also valid. So your why will be completely different from mine, and that's completely fine. Just find your why and think, is my why strong enough for me to initiate this journey? And I recently read a book by Viktor Frankl, Man in Search of the Meaning, and he was saying something like, if you have a strong enough why, you will figure out the how. So the why is the most important thing. The why is the pillar, and then the how comes later. And that applies to absolutely everything, to money, to health, to habits. For example, I try to keep a healthy weight and I lift weights 3 times per week. Why am I doing that? So I'm actually, my why here is not to look good, although if that comes with it, I'll take it. It's actually, my why is to stay agile and independent as I age. So I want to be that strong grandma. Well, I don't want to be a grandma, but I want to be that strong old lady that can lift her suitcase to the overhead apartment of the airplane. And that is why I am doing 3 sets of 16 kilo kettlebell swings 3 times per week, because I want to maintain that agility. I don't want to be that old lady that sits on the wheelchair. So I think why matters more than that willpower. So a lot of people are saying, I wish I had a willpower to do the kettlebell swings the same as you do, Christina, or to invest as much as you do, or to run a half marathon. They think that they have to rely on willpower. And I don't think that matters. I don't think willpower matters. I think the why matters. Think about why you want to do something. Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to have £1 million? And then the willpower will come following. So I never skip a month of investing. I never skip a workout. Well, that's not actually true, but I never not work out for longer than, let's say, 2 weeks. From investment side, I don't even have to automate my investments. I wouldn't recommend you to do that. I would recommend you to always automate, but I don't have to automate because I actually enjoy the purchase of stocks the day I get paid because it gives me a lot of satisfaction. It's like the same as you would not want to automate your Amazon purchases, let's say, because you actually enjoy shopping around. That's what I do. And I can't wait to get paid so I can invest. And this is not because of willpower. This is because my why is crystal clear. And every time I invest, I calculate my final number. I calculate how much would I make per month if I wouldn't invest a penny ever. And the years of financial freedom and so on. I have a lot of metrics that keep me motivated to keep saving and investing. And without that strong why, relying solely on the willpower, you will start and then you will stop because it is hard to keep that machinery running if your why is not powerful enough. So don't worry about the how, it will come. Because with investing, the information is everywhere. Podcasts, books, chat with friends, you just have to be willing to find it. But your why is yours alone. So take time to find it. So after listening to this episode, ask yourself, what do I want most deeply? And what would I do if I didn't need anyone's permission? So reflect on those two questions after this podcast episode, and maybe then you will find your why, you will find your motivation, and we'll take it from there. So that's it for today. I hope this inspires you to explore your own why. So let your why be your anchor and the how will follow. And if you already found your why, but you don't know how to start investing, grab my guide on how to start investing without freaking out. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea where to start. Just click on the link in my Instagram, Facebook, or this episode description. And if you liked this episode, please share it with someone. That helps more than you think. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Always do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.